It is KORN News Radio Sports for this Tuesday, November 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell senior center Addie Simpson has been named to the All-ESD volleyball team, while senior outside hitter Audrey Miller earned honorable mention recognition here for the Colonels. Simpson's been a steady force for a Mitchell team that's finished the regular season with a 15-8 record. They enter the postseason as the number 8 seed in Thursday night's Sodak 16 match versus Spearfish. Simpson leads the Colonels with 543 assists this fall. She also surpassed the 1,000 career assist mark earlier this season in a road match at Sioux Falls Roosevelt. She also ranked second on the team with 46 aces, 70 blocks, 170 kills, and 231 digs. Meanwhile, joining Simpson on the ESD list is Audrey Miller. She was honorable mention. Miller leads the Colonels this year with 198 kills. Mitchell takes on Spearfish Thursday night, 6 o'clock at home in the Sodak 16. South Dakota State women's soccer will face Iowa in the first round of the NCAA tournament Friday night at 5 o'clock in Iowa City. The Jackrabbits captured the Summit League championship on Sunday with a 2-0 victory over Oral Roberts. SDSU makes their 9th NCAA tournament appearance. They lost in the first round last year to Minnesota 2-0. Iowa earned the at-large bid to the NCAAs after going 11-4-4 overall this season, including a 6-2-3 mark in the Big Ten. Iowa was ranked 21st in the most recent coaches' top 25 poll. Also, SDSU has announced a gift from Dakota Layers and the Ramsdale family to support construction of a new state-of-the-art home for women's soccer. Under the agreement, Dakota Layers will receive naming rights to the facility, and this commitment will enable SDSU to move their main competition facility from Fishback Soccer Park to a more centralized on-campus location. SDSU's new soccer field will be located east of the football stadium of Dykehouse Stadium. SDSU women's basketball hosting Murray State tonight at First Bank and Trust Arena. This is the Jackrabbits' last home game until December 3rd. SDSU 2-0 on the season. They won at Creighton and also at home versus Rice last week. Brooklyn Meyer averaging 27 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 blocks over her first two games. USD women's basketball moved to 3-0 on the season. They beat Buena Vista by 50 points last night, 104-54. Coyotes will have a much stronger competition this week. They'll be at Kansas State Thursday. That's a 4 p.m. start. It is the Class B Volleyball Sodak 16 tonight at neutral sites across the state. The 4-seed Parkson will take on the 13-seed Ipswich at 6:30 at the Huron Arena, while the number 1-seed Chester will face the 16-seed Corsica Stickney tonight at 7 p.m. in Canastota. Now, winners of those matches head to Rapid City next week for the state volleyball tournaments. Also, a 3-area team still around in Class A. All of these games at 7 o'clock tonight. The 5-seed winner takes on the 12-seed Wagner. That game is in Chamberlain. The 3-seed Sioux Falls Christian will take on the 14-seed McCook Central Montrose tonight in Baltic, while the 16-seed Platte Geddes Black Panthers travel to Centerville. They take on the number 1-seed Dakota Valley. And that's a look at your sports for this Tuesday, November 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.